Refresh.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your boy, the Muffin Man, coming back at you again with another episode of the Refreshed Podcast. I am so very excited to be back with you guys for another episode of the Grand Exchange. But before we go any further, let's go ahead and open up in prayer. We're going to get this party started. God, I just thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to your people. God, it is such a privilege, but it is also a responsibility. God, I pray that today that you would use my mouth, use my words to bring you glory. God, I pray that this word that you have provided today will challenge our hearts, will challenge our lives, that we can reach those around us with your word, that we would not be scared, we would not cower down, but that we would trust that you are with us always, and that we can believe that you can do incredible things through us. God, we love you. We thank you. Prepare our hearts and our ears to receive from you today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So guys, we are resuming our brand new series that we started last week based on Elevation Worship's lyrics from their song, Graves into Gardens. And this series is entitled The Grand Exchange. What happens when we take something that we have and we begin to, sorry, I got a little bit discombobulated for a second. What happens when we take something we have and we exchange it for the goodness of God? And last week we talked about giving God our graves in exchange for his gardens. Taking things that were once dead and we traded them in for life, eternal life that would never perish or expire. And this week, we're going to jump into what happens when we take bones and we give it to God in exchange for armies. But before we go any further, let's talk about the word exchange and what it exactly means. So the definition of exchange is an act of giving one thing and receiving another in exchange, in return. And that is used in as a noun. And we see another definition, give something and receive something of the same kind in return, which is a verb. So based on the definition of this word, we can see that exchange has to do with who we are, where we are, and the things in our life. And that's what a noun is: person, place, thing, or thought. So it's also in what we're thinking, but it also requires both living and actively doing it, because that is what a verb is. So we see a greater glimpse of that word exchange, because we will be using it a lot today, right? And, you know, that's the reason that we're visiting these focuses, because today we're exchanging bones for armies. Bones. We have tons of bones in our body. Did you know that the human body consists of over 206 bones and arms, legs, ribs, jaws, heads, spines, any bones you can think of, we have them. It makes me think about in biology class, whenever you would have to learn the bones of the body and you would have this big bone test that you had to take. I can remember being a sophomore in high school and not doing my absolute diligence to study for this bone test. So I really just guessed a lot of the locations of the bones. And I remember my teacher grading my test while we were doing our work, and she says, Jason, your patella bone is on your nose. And I had just said, yeah, as some of my classmates had giggled. And she says, no, that's your knee bone. Man, isn't that like us to get our bones mixed up? You know, that's why God is truly the one in charge here. And we're going to put a pin in that. We're going to revisit that. But my point that I'm proving is that is a lot of bones. And you know, the thing about these bones is they can be strengthened, but they can also be broken. Let's dive into our scripture today, and we'll read about Ezekiel and some bones. So today we're going to be reading out of Ezekiel 37 verses 1 through 14. And it says, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and he set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. He caused me to pass among them round about, and behold, there were many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he says to me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. And again he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these dry bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you, that you may come to life. I will put schnooze on you, and I will make flesh grow back on you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, that you may come alive, and you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, schnooze were on them, and flesh grew, and behold, covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they come to life. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they came to life, and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried up, and our hope has perished. We're completely cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves, my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord. And when I have opened your graves and caused you to come out of your graves, my people, I will put my spirit within you, and you will come to life. And I will place you on your own land, and then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord. Wow, we got a lot of good stuff going on there, guys. So we're going to do a recap on everything we just read, starting with verses 1 through 2, and that God was bringing Ezekiel to the valley. He's showing Ezekiel this vision, and he says, Ezekiel talks about how the Lord's showing him this vision whenever he says that the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. So God is showing Ezekiel this vision of this valley full of bones. And so we know that in our own lives, in our own physical lives, that bones are only seen after something that was once alive has died and decomposed. That by seeing the bones in this valley, we can see a few things. And firstly, with these bones, it says that these bones are dry bones. So dry bones, meaning that these bones have been there for quite some time. It wasn't just a fresh death and these bones are freshly there, but these bones were dry, indicating that these bodies, these corpses were there for quite some time, left to be decomposed and attacked and feasted on by buzzards and scavengers. And we also can see from that these were disgraced burials, that these people were not good enough in the vision of their peers to have a proper burial, to have a place prepared for them, that these corpses were just thrown in the valley and just left there to die. We see in verse 3 that Ezekiel says, God says to Ezekiel, Ezekiel, not Ezekiel, my bad. He's not NyQuil, guys. He's not DayQuil. He's Ezekiel. He doesn't have a Q in there. But God says to Ezekiel, can these bones live? Oh, Lord, you know. That's his response to God. Oh, Lord, you know. See, Ezekiel doesn't say yes, but he doesn't say no either. You know, because he's like, you know what, God, it doesn't even matter what I think, because I know that my understanding is not on the level that yours is. God, I know that you have a plan for these bones, that even if I don't see what that plan looks like, even if I don't understand what this looks like, even if there's a small part of me that says, God, I don't even know if these bones can live again. I don't even know if you can do something with these bones. But he's saying, Lord, you know. And then, you know, there's times in our life where we go through the same thing. We go in through these situations that we're like, God, I don't even know. I don't even know if there's a purpose from this situation. God, I don't even know if there's anything good that could come out of this trial. You know, I can't even say yes or no, Lord, but all I can do is deny my own understanding and say, Lord, you know. And that's exactly what Ezekiel had to do in that moment. See, that was a test of Ezekiel's faith and trusting God here. Do you believe that I am looking to do something with these bones, Ezekiel? Do you believe that I can use them? Lord, you know. Lord, you know what you have planned, and I trust and I believe that what you have planned exceeds anything that I can ever think of on my own. And that's the place that we have to get to be able to do that in our own lives. In verses 4 through 6, it goes on to say, the Lord says, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you that you may come to life. I will put sinews on you and make flesh grow back on you and cover you with skin and put breath in you that you may come alive. And you will know that I am the Lord. God says, Ezekiel, it's okay that you don't know the answer. I have the answer, and here's what you speak to these dry bones. And when God gave him that vision, and he begins to fill his mouth with that word. See, today's word, like we talked about with those corpses being laid there without the proper burial, and you know, it was a disgraced burial, and there was some bones that were been there a long time. They were dead for a long time. See, this word today is for those people who are feeling undeserving, despised, and rejected. Just like the people that were considered good enough for proper burials, today's word is for those who are alive, but you've been dead for a long time on the inside, right? So let's continue, because the Lord has a word for you. The Lord begins to say, so right here we see in verse 7 that Ezekiel says, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. See, here's the thing. Whenever these bones were arranged, they were arranged in the right order. It wasn't arranged with the arm where the leg was supposed to go, and it was like, oh, my bad. It wasn't where the rib and the head was supposed to go, and they were mixed up, and it's like, oh, my bad. It wasn't an entirely different creature or monster or anything constructed from his bones, but every bone knew where to go. Every bone was in the right place. We can trust that whenever God takes something that is broken in our life and he begins to rebuild it, when we surrender those pieces into his hands, that he will take it and he will arrange it in the right piece. We talked about that there is over 206 bones in the human body, but every bone, all 206 of them, found their rightful place, and they were in that right place. They weren't in the wrong place. They didn't have pieces left over. This makes me think of whenever you go to the museum and you see that big dinosaur, you know, fossil with all the bones, and you know, it would be like taking those dinosaur bones and building like a dog or building like a small animal in it, and you have all these pieces left over. See, that's the thing. That's why we don't build our own life. That's why we cannot take our own broken pieces and make something out of it, because we would build something so small of a scale, because it's something that only we can see that we can do, and we would have so many parts left over. We'd have so many bones left over of potential things that God can use in our life. That's why we have to give God the bones, the dry bones in our life, because he takes them and he says, you know what? I am building things in you. I am arranging your bones in such a way that you can't even see, that you, in your own eyesight, you wouldn't even begin to think that you can do. But because you surrender the pieces to me, you watch what I am going to do, and I am going to make something new out of what you once were. But guess what? Now you're a new creation in me, and I have something great for you. Something so much greater than anything you can ever do on your own. Ezekiel begins to speak to these bones as the Lord commanded him to do, and as the Lord equipped his mouth to speak. And he begins to command the words over these bones, and the bones begin to obey. They begin to come into place. See, it wasn't about Ezekiel's words. It wasn't about the words that Ezekiel can try to build up and try to muster up and try to rehearse and try to put these cue cards together. No, it was about the words of God that was in the mouth of Ezekiel. See, it wasn't about believing that the bones could live, but it was about believing God when he said that they can live again. In verse 8, we see that it says, and then I look, and behold, the sinews were on them, and flesh grew, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. We see, we can be alive all we want, but without the breath of God inside of us, we're just bones with flesh covering them. We're essentially dry bones in a human skin carrying case. See, we need the breath of God. Breathe in us today, God. Verse 9 goes on to say, "Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they would come alive." Verse 10 says, "So I prophesied, and as he commanded me, but the breath came into them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army." See, the bones that once lay dormant in the valley, they now stood as an exceedingly great army. See, I'm sure when Ezekiel saw these remains in this vision of the valley filled with all of these bones and these remains of so many people that used to be alive, you know, he didn't think that in a matter of moments that they would begin to formulate into a structure. And in a matter of moments by the instructions of his mouth and the words of God, that they would be an army alive by the breath of God. See, there's moments where we ourselves are defeated and we don't think that there's anything that can possibly come from our circumstances that is good. We don't think that there's anything that can possibly change our outcomes. But then comes the breath of God and he says, "Hey, I want to breathe into you. I want you to breathe me in. I know that you're dead right now. I know that your bones are dry, but allow my breath to flow inside of you and through you and watch the life that awakens inside of you." See, dry bones can indeed become alive again, and all that it takes is an encounter with the breath of God. Let's see God's reason for showing Ezekiel this vision in verses 11 through 14. He says, "And then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say that our bones are dried up and our hope has perished. We are completely cut off, and therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and I will cause you to come up out of your graves, my people. And I will bring you into the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves and caused you to come out of your graves, my people. I will put my spirit within you and will come to life. You will come to life." That's what he says. "I will put my spirit within you and you will come to life. And I will place you on your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord." See, that's good. That is so good right there. That he will put his spirit within you. And whenever his spirit is put and deposited inside of you, you will come to life. Folks, the Lord watches over his word to perform it. That is a promise that you can stand on. That is a promise that you can build your life on. God shows Ezekiel a vision of what he's going to do to Israel, and he prepared Ezekiel with a word to bring the breath of his spirit to the dry bones of Israel. Israel says, "Oh man, we have lost hope. Oh man, we don't see any end in sight. Oh man, you know, we are just held down in our graves." But the Lord has other plans for them. And he says that, "I want to breathe my spirit into your dry bones. And I want to call you out of your grave. I want to set your feet upon your land, Israel." And God wants to do the very same thing for you and I today. Because of Jesus' death on the cross, and by believing in him and his atonement for our sins, that we become God's people. And he sees the bones that are dry, the feelings of feeling undeserving and not wanted. But let me share something with you. He knows what he can do with the dry bones in your life. He wants to exchange them for an army. See, God wants to take your dry bones and he wants to arrange them back into order, the right order. And he wants to use all of those bones. He wants to take what was meant for disgrace and humiliation in your life, and he wants to exchange them for an army, but not just any kind of army, but one that is exceedingly great. See, whenever a bone is broken, it comes back stronger. whatever has been broken in your life, whatever somebody has broken in your life, or you've broken it yourself, or, you know, you've been addicted, or you've been living in guilt or shame, or you feel in disgrace and undeserving, or you feel humiliated by your past or what you're doing right now or what you've done before, I want you to know that there is redemption for you, and you can have the breath of God in your life, and it could change everything, and you can leave it all there. Leave it all there. See, God wants to take your dry bones and create a beautiful story out of them that brings him glory. After all, armies are used to defend and to conquer territory. God wants to build you up and say, hey, you may have been invaded by the enemy. You may have been conquered by your sin, but I want to build you. I want to take what you've been through. I want to craft a weapon out of it. I want to make you stronger, and I want you to be victorious, and I want to build you into an army so you can go out and conquer, so you can go out and take over territory, so you can go out and you can defeat the enemy in areas that he used to defeat you, but you can go and rescue others. You can go and prophesy over other dry bones. You can go and you can begin to prophesy the breath of God over other dry bones so that they could come alive and be a part of the army, and you can keep on going and keep on going and keep on going. But you know, this is impossible to do without the breath of God inside of your lungs. Without Holy Spirit in your life, you will not make it. Holy Spirit is essential for your dry bones to come alive. So today, Far and I want to ask you, will you exchange your bones for armies? Will you begin to say to God, you know what, God, I've been trying to do it long enough on my own, and it's really just not getting me anywhere, that all I end up doing is being broken or defeated, or I've been dead for far so long, or, you know, I feel disgraced. I'm just going to lay here in this valley. You know, I'm not going to reach out. I'm just going to mope around here. I'm just going to hang my head. I'm just going to isolate myself, because you know what, that's a better solution. And all that is does for you is you're leaving yourself vulnerable for the scavengers of sin, for the buzzards of sin to come and feast on you. Friend, it's time that we allow God to breathe in us. But you know what, friend, for those of us that are part of the army already, for those of us that God has breathed life into our dry bones already, and we've come alive, it's time for us to go into the valley and to prophesy over the dry bones of those who are laying there dead and defeated. It's time to bring fresh life back to those people. So I want to ask you today, friend, do you feel like you don't deserve the gift of God's breath? Do you feel like you're having a hard time believing that God can use your dry bones and bring them to life to be an army? If that's you today, then I want you to know that this word is for you, and then God wants to meet you today, and he wants to exchange your bones for armies. And I want to ask you as well, are your bones aligned already? Has God begun to rebuild your life already? But and he's covered you with skin, but you are kind of just going through everyday life without that breath? And you're just saying like, I'm just hanging in there, you know, how's life going? Oh, I'm good. It is what it is. But, you know, in all actuality, you need God's breath in you to give you life. You need to allow Holy Spirit to be a part of your life and to lead you and guide you and to give you that comfort and that peace and to be your helper and your teacher and to remind you of everything that Jesus spoke during his time here on earth. If that's you today, then I want you to know that God wants to breathe life into you today. See, God wants to take your test and turn it into a testimony for his glory. Let's pray. God, I just thank you so much for this word today. God, I thank you that you take the things that are broken in our lives. God, whether it's something that we have done or something that has been done to us, God, that is not the final outcome of our life. That although our bones are dry, Lord, although we have been dead in the valley for so long, God, that you're looking to step out of the valley, that you're looking to prophesy over our bones, to command them to come alive. But God, you didn't just stop there, but you are also willing to command the breath of God to flow, that Holy Spirit would come and be a part of our life, that we can be animated and full of life. God, I pray today that just as the vision that you have given Ezekiel for the people of Israel to bring them hope and to reassure them that you are there and you're looking to do something new in their life and through their brokenness, God, I believe that you are looking to say the very same thing to us today. God, I pray for those who need their bones to come alive. God, we just speak over their lives. God, I pray that you would take everything that is broken, everything that is dirty, God, everything that is impure, God, everything that has been dormant in the valley for so long, that you would command them to come alive and that bones would begin to restructure in the way that you have ordained for them to be aligned, not in our own power, not in our own glory. We're not arranging them in ways that we know that we could and we think that we could, but God, we're surrendering them completely in your hands, believing that it's something that you can truly do. And God, for those that are saying today that their bones are beginning to be aligned, but they really just need that move of the Spirit, they really just need that breath of God prophesied over their bodies. God, we prophesy right now that the breath of God would begin to flow over the life of these people. God, we just thank you so much for this word today that you have provided for us and that you're challenging us with. God, I thank you for the grand exchange. God, I thank you that you're a gracious giver, and I thank you that you're always wanting to take what we have to offer, although it seems so little, although it seems so insignificant, although it seems so dirty, and that oftentimes we're ashamed to offer it even to you. But God, you're willing to take the very little in value that we have to offer and deny the entire definition of exchange, which means to give something for an equal value. But God, no, that's not what the grand exchange is, that you're taking something of less value and you're giving us something of a greater value than we can ever comprehend, something that in our own terms and our own definition that we can never earn or deserve. God, I thank you that you're willing to take our bones and exchange them for armies. God, that you're looking to build us up to be representations of you. That you're looking to take all of the brokenness and turn it around for your glory and craft it into testimonies that we can use to bring others to the place that you have for them to be. Help us to be bold. Help us to be brave. Help us to be full of life. Help us to be filled with your words, not our own, that we can go out this week and encourage those around us. God, we love you and we thank you and we give you the highest praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Guys, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Refresh Podcast, where Christ goes before us who can bring you another refreshing word. This has been your boy, the Muffin Man, saying keep it fresh, have a good day, and God bless. I love you guys. I cannot wait to be back with you again next time. Have a good day.